Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say
amen. Yeah. Can I get a
witness?
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Glory to God. Truly, God is a good God, and we want you to be encouraged on this morning to know that God loves you, know that God cares, and know that he has your best interest at heart. Praise God. Truly, God is working all things out for you, beloved, on today because he loves you and he cares. And a lot of times we do need to be reminded that we can cast our cares on the Lord because he cares for us. Glory to God. So we thank God today for all that he is doing. And beloved, you know, this is the day, the scripture says, that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want you to rejoice in the God of your salvation on today. Don't want you to be discouraged. Want you to hold your head up today and know that the Lord loves you. He cares. Glory to God. We thank God for all that he is. We thank God for the we're going to declare and decree the word of God on today. Praise the Lord. As we go before the Lord in prayer, praise God. We thank God for all of you that are listening. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, for Evangelist Anthony Fenwick is on the line this morning. Praise the Lord. He is my my son in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for him. He's also a part of our ministry team. Praise the Lord. He's a prayer warrior. We thank God for this man of God being on the line. Praise God. We're going to pray today. We're going to, glory to God, go before the Lord. And Evangelist Anthony, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you being on the line this morning. Praise God. Would you like to greet our radio audience on this morning?
I thank and praise God for being on Blog Talk. I thank and praise God for Apostle Deborah Vales. Like you said, this is the day the Lord has made. I rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for you. Praise God on today. Praise the Lord. As we go before the Lord, I was just reading some things about healing. We know that healing is the children's bread. And before I pray, I do want to just share because it's important that when we pray, of course, I believe the word of God. I believe all that God says. And when you come up against or come find yourself in a situation where you need the Lord to move on your behalf, it's very, very important to have the word in your heart. It's very important to know that God is a God of his word. And the Lord says that we can put him in remembrance of his word. And so I have been this week spending time before the Lord and listening to the word of God because you know what? We need the word. God moves by his word, and we shouldn't be shaken when things come at us. That's the time that we have to dig in and make sure that our foundation is firm. And I am convinced, glory to God, that God, amen, is a God that watches over his word to perform it. And this is why when we pray, we come before the Lord in this format, and we pray, we decree, and we declare the word of God. The word works. The word is light. It's life. It's strength. It's health. Glory to God. It's all that we need it to be. And in this hour, it's important, glory to God, that we decree and declare it, but not only that, that we have the word of God in our heart. It doesn't matter what situation we may be enduring or going through, the word of God has to take precedent in our lives. When we minister the word of God, we need the word as well. And so the word is, you know, it comes to us, praise God, but God also allows us to share the word of the Lord. But then God comes behind, glory to God, and he proves himself with signs, wonders, and miracles, praise the Lord. And so to really experience the word of God, it's not enough to quote it. It's not enough to read it, amen. We must live it. We must have it. All right, and so as we go before the Lord on this morning, we want to decree and declare the word of the Lord. And it is my prayer that those that are listening will grab a hold to the word of God and allow the Lord to minister. Allow him to take that word and pierce it in your heart. The Bible says that when Jesus walked the earth, everywhere he went, he healed. He delivered. He set the people free because that was why he came. Now, not only then, but now. Now we have the Holy Ghost and we can speak life, amen, into your situation. And we come today to speak the word of God into your situation, no matter what that situation may be. We must walk by faith. The Bible says that when you walk by faith, you please God. Glory to God. Without faith, you cannot please him. Praise God, because you fall into doubt and unbelief. And doubt and unbelief will stop you, will hinder your progress in the Lord. So I'm just encouraging you, beloved, today, amen, to grab hold to the word of God. Grab a hold to him and cling to God's word and know that God is watching over his word for you on today. Evangelist, I'm going to ask you to open us up in prayer today. Just open us up. Pray under the unction of the Holy Ghost as the Lord directs you. And then when you are done, I'm going to come behind and just decree and declare the word of the Lord. Evangelist Anthony, at this time.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we do come in your son's name, Lord. Father, just pray, Lord, that the word, she said, the word goes down, Father God, that we get revelation of your word, Father God. I pray, Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power, O Bashe, towards us who believe, O Bashando, O Bashe, according to the working of your mighty power, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Bashe. Father God, like she said, may we be doers of the word, Father God, and not hearers only deceiving ourselves, Father God, Obashe. May we pray, Father God, Obashando, may we come to you, Father God, may we pray, Father God, Obashe, Obashando, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, enlighten us with your word, Father God, Obashando, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus. You bless, Father God, Obashando, Obashe. You bless, Lord God, Obashe, in the mighty name name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you that you're a God of your word, Father God, and that you're watching over your word to perform it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, Obashando, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, that your word go forth, Father God, Obashe, because it don't come back void, Father God, Obashando, but it accomplishes everything that it's set out to do, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, Father God, Obashe, may we not just have the letter, Obashe, but may we have the spirit, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, and we thank you for it, Obashe, we thank you, Lord, Obashe, we decree and declare your word, Obashe, in the atmosphere, Father God, Obashe, Abashando, Obashe, Apostle healed by the stripes of Jesus, Obashe, according to Isaiah 53 and 5, Obashe, you bear the sickness and infirmities, Lord God, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus, Obashe, and Father God, Obashe, we thank you, Lord God, Obashe, we thank you for all that you're doing, we thank you for all that you're about to do, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you're about to do, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just come to say thank you, Lord. Obashe, Abashando, Obashe, Abashando, Obashe. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're about to do, Obashe. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your holy word, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Abashe, Abashe. We thank you, Lord God. Abashando. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing.
You,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Thank God.
Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Obo shikada rabu sika yidi inobu fataya. Oh, kuri ikidabu soto nobu shataya. Oh, ma shalaro sataya. Father, we thank you for your word on today, Father God. Lord God, and we thank you, God, that you break every curse of infirmity, sickness, and premature death off of our bodies in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that you break every curse of witchcraft and destruction over our bodies from both sides of our families in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, and we speak to every sickness in our bodies, and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus. We speak to diabetes. We speak to high blood pressure, cancer, heart attacks, and strokes, and multiple sclerosis to be removed and cast into the sea. Father God, we speak to the heart, the kidneys, the back, the lungs, the liver, oh, Father God, to be removed. Oh, God, the diseases that would attack these organs, Father God, to be removed and cast into the sea in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak to the blood, the skeletal, and bone conditions, oh God, and we thank you, God, that you're strengthening bones, Father God. We thank you that you're cleansing bloodstreams, Father God. We come against any type of bacteria that would get in the bloodstream that would contaminate the body in the name of Jesus, and we pray, God, that you get into the bodies that are diseased through the blood today. We come against HIV. We come against AIDS that would attack the bodies of the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you right now that you're cleansing right now, Father God, that you're getting down into the white blood cells, the red blood cells, the corpuscles, the hoba shata, hey, kere, yo, lobo shikata, bo, say, lo, korobo shikataya. We speak, oh God, to those conditions right now to be healed in the name of Jesus. We speak to lupus and every other disease, and we command you to leave the bodies of the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every hidden sickness and every hidden disease, we come against it. We command you to leave the bodies of the people in the name of the Lord. Things, God, that folks may not realize is there, that's growing, Father God, growths and tumors and all kinds of goiters. We come against them now in the mighty name of Jesus. We even speak against the blood clots that form in people's brains and lungs and legs and stomach areas and veins that folk don't know about, God. But, Father, you know because you made the body. Oh, God, so this morning we decree and declare healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against arthritic pain, rheumatism, in the name of Jesus. You must go in the name of the Lord. We speak to all pain to leave the bodies of the people. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we come against migraine headaches now. We come against arthritic pain. We come against nerve pain. We come against tendonitis, oh, God. We come against it right now. We come against carpal tunnel. We come against every type of joint pain, nerve pain. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, pain in the shins, pain in the hips, pain in the knees, and pain in the ankles. We come against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, come against back pains now. Obo, shiko, labo, shiko, labo, so. We thank you, God, that all pain and the spirit of pain is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against skin conditions in the name of the Lord. We come against skin cancers now. We come against eczema right now. We come against allergies that attack the face and breakouts and pimples and bumps and hobo, shiko, labo, shikoto, eczema. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're healing infections. Oh, my shanabo sando. We come against infectious diseases. Oh, God, airborne diseases. And I speak against the measles conditions that's going out now. The outbreak of measles in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, the epidemic of measles that's causing severe illness throughout the United States. Oh, God, we ask you to arrest this disease in Jesus' name. Touch the babies. Touch the children that's been affected, the adults that have been infected by this disease. Oh, God, that's highly contaminated. But, Father God, we want you to arrest it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see and you know today. We come against airborne diseases now that people are breathing into their lungs. They don't realize what's going on. We come against MRSA. We come against MRSA. We come against these diseases in Jesus' name that gets on instruments in the hospitals, that's traveling through the rooms, traveling through air conditioners, traveling through the vents. Oh, my God. I thank you for healing. I thank you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak to breathing conditions. We speak to asthma and hay fever. Oh, God, and sinus conditions, chest congestions. Oh, God, pneumonia to come out in the name of Jesus. We speak to the lungs to be healed in Jesus' name. Get down in those damaged lungs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Infirmity that affects us, oh God. Oh God, concerning women, God, lupus and fibroid cysts and tumors and female organs. God, you know, God, you know that woman is suffering right now. Come against even spirits of witchcraft, spirits of control, spirits of intimidation and domination, oh God, and manipulation, oh God, that lays dormant in the bellies, oh God, that forms the way of cysts and tumors, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to them organs to be healed, we speak to them reproductive organs to be healed, and be whole, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you right now, that tumors are dying now, dying at the root, let the fire of God, let the lightning of God go to the root of the tumors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, curse the tumors at the root, oh, Curse the tumor at the rooftop. Oh, Jesus, as you curse the fig tree, it died from the rooftop. So we speak the cancers now to die at the root. Get to the root of it. Get to the root of it. Get to the root of these tumors. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you now. We come against nervous conditions. We come against insomnia. We come against acid reflux. Oh, God, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So all of those suffering from insomnia, from worry, from anxiety, from fear, we bind fear right now. We bind it now. We bind the timidity spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind it and we arrest it now in the name of Jesus. Come against all fears of death. In the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we come against heart and circulation conditions, irregular heart. Leave the bodies now in the name of Jesus. For, oh, God, you declare that we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we speak to these conditions to be gone. Oh, God, everyone's suffering from heart conditions. Everyone's suffering. Those palpitations. Oh, Boshay. Beat regular in the name of Jesus. It will not skip a beat. And I come against sleep apnea. We come against sleep apnea right now in the name of Jesus. Those suffering from sleep apnea in the name of Jesus. I get your body to be whole in the name of Jesus. Father God, you made the body. You know the irregularities that's going on in the bodies of those with sleep apnea. So I come against the afterlife. Oh, God, they forget to breathe. Hope they show. We bind that spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you right now. I speak life. Hey, I come against Grim Reaper now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak to the digestive disorders and allergies to certain foods. Oh, God, you have no place in the body, devil. So you get your hands off of these ones that are suffering with allergies and disorders of digestive disorders in Jesus' name. We break any and all addictions to pain pills in the name of the Lord. Those that are bound through pharmakia in the name of Jesus, that cannot live without the pills, cannot live without even having a pill to go to sleep and rest. We come against anxiety. We come against the spirit of anxiety. Father God, heal the people. Heal those that are bound by these drugs that have to have the medications. Father, I know that you're a healer. I know that you're a deliverer. And Father, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So Lord, I'm speaking the word today. I declare it and I decree that Father, as the word goes out, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. We bind, oh God, fear in Jesus' name. We bind bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak to carotid disc, slip disc, spine, the back, the neck problems, God, to be realigned and put back in place in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I release miracles of healing in our bodies in the name of the Lord. I speak the word of God. And, God, I know as the word goes out, it will heal. It'll heal physical bodies. It will heal spiritually. It will heal the emotions. It will heal our mental capacities. In the name of Jesus, We release miracles and healings in the bodies in the name of Jesus. Father God, I believe you for miracles of healing in my own life, God, and in the lives of my family, wherever I go, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for healing me and delivering me from all sickness and all pain in Jesus' name. And Father God, I speak to every condition now, and you must obey in the name of Jesus. I speak to miracles in you. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, for health and healing that's coming now. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, that this word, God, is going out and it is healing those bodies now. Raise your hand and lift your hands no matter what type of healing you're in need of today. If you need to be delivered, the Lord delivers you. He sets you free. The Holy Ghost, we thank you now, God. So, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness for allowing fear and guilt and self-rejection and self-hatred and unforgiveness and bitterness, sin and pride, rebellion to open the door to any sickness or infirmity. We renounce these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Lord, you carried our sicknesses and infirmities. So we break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in the lungs, the bones, the breast, the throat, the back, the spine, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the skin, the stomach, the brain, in Jesus' name. We rebuke and cast out all spirits that causes diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, and insomnia in the name of Jesus. We cast out any spirit that came into our lives through pride. In the name of Jesus, we cast out any spirit of infirmity that came in our lives through trauma or accidents. In the name of the Lord, we cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into our lives through rejection. In the name of Jesus, Father God, any spirit that came in through witchcraft is cast out now. In Jesus' name, we rebuke any sickness that will come to eat up our flesh. In the name of the Lord, Father God, we break all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in Jesus' name. No sickness or plague will come near our dwelling in the name of God. We command every germ of sickness that touches our body to die out in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we've been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. And Father God, we are released and we are loosed. We are released and loosed, oh God, from every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today for your word. We thank you, God, that as we decreed and declared your word, it is going out now and it is doing the work that it needs to be done in every life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory. We will forever magnify your name and continue to lift you up, oh God. Father God, thank you right now for all that you're doing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for freedom today. Thank you for liberty in the Holy Ghost. Continue to do the work, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you.
and He cares.
Church say,